Now, he's a firm favourite with listeners here at BBC Radio Solent for his gentle arrangements of much-loved hymns. Charles Timberlake has made a unique reputation for himself, and his new CD, Words Will Never Be Enough, is about to be released. It's just over a year since Charles last joined me in the studio, and I'm going to be chatting to him in a few moments' time. But Charles, lovely to see you. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Thank you, Tim. It's lovely to be back here.
And
as well.
You were just saying that, in fact, the Unity Bookshop in Petersfield is one of the places that stock your
it's
CDs.
It's wonderful to hear, Rosemary. Yes, indeed. And they've been hugely supportive, and I thank Rosemary and her team very, very much. One of the shops, and you know, and I think it's really important to remember the difficulties that you know that some of them are going through, and the fact, as she said, that it's not just a question of selling books and music; it's actually providing the service to the community.
Mm-hmm. Charles, we're going to chat a little more in a few moments' time. That's Charles Timberlake, but let me just play you something from his new CD, Love Divine. Thank you. Words Will Never Be Enough is the name of Charles Timberlake and John Daniels' new CD. That was their arrangement of Love Divine or Love's Excelling. And Charles Timberlake is with me in the studio this morning. Charles, how many CDs have you done now?
Well, this is the sixth with John. The eighth with John, and this is my ninth. So, going back 12... Well, now I suppose the first one was 20 years ago, come to think of it. Yes, Between the Worlds. But of course, you know, meeting John was such a hugely important part of all of this, because I don't think... I certainly wouldn't have produced, the CDs in the way that, in the same way that we have, and probably wouldn't have, might not have even had the inspiration.
And he, of course, is the other side of the Atlantic.
And he's over in Texas.
And are you still doing it electronically by sending tracks to each
indeed,
other?
Indeed, we talked about this last time, didn't we? And for a sort of someone who's completely technically, and I really take my hat off to Mary. It was a lovely story that you read just after 7:30, wasn't it? The email from dear Mary yesterday.
Yeah, sending,
and, good for her. It's wonderful, isn't it?
Sending her first email.
So we kind of manage, yes, but with difficulty.
And on the CD, I mean, there are 14 tracks, but not all of them are you and John, are they? Some of them are just you. Is that right?
No, they're all. And in fact, John. No, they're all. They've all got have John's arrangements. Then it's my piano tracks and John's arrangements, and one of his compositions as well. Track eight is his composition.
So how do you choose the songs that you're going to include in a new CD?
Well, it's a very, very, very good question. And of course, with this one, we had difficulties because you may remember last February you played a work in progress, which was that wonderful song. Do you remember I had the problem pronouncing her surname, Darlene Czech?
Oh, yes. Well, I've had that.
I felt really ignorant as well.
I think I used to call her Zelch.
I'm sure she's been called all sorts of things, probably a bit like me, really. Having told all the listeners what a beautiful song this was, and please don't get me wrong, it is, and how much I've always wanted to record it, we kind of ended up with rather a lot of material that was going to go kind of well over what would, for me, be the optimum CD length. So in answer to your question, we trying to get the balance... And the mix again of the hymns and the, we've gone for mainly traditional hymns plus one modern hymn on this one, plus the well-known ballads, and perhaps I'll say a little bit about my favourite one in just a moment, plus our own composition. So, it was quite difficult actually making the selection, process, and unfortunately Breathe On Me had to go simply because it was actually a very long track.
So maybe in the next CD.
Maybe for the next
Stock that one in the cupboard.
I do hope people like... the arrangement that you've just played. It was a very interesting one, Tim, because when I was, and I love to, mess around and just sit and see what comes, sit at the piano and see what comes. And Blaen Wern, I'm half Welsh. So, and I really wanted to incorporate some Welsh material on this new CD, and one of them, especially for my mother, which is Canon Lan, incidentally. But when I was thinking of Love Divine and playing Blaen Wern, and then the other fantastically well-known Welsh, great Welsh tune, the emotional one, which is called Hufrydol, actually had a very similar kind of meter. And it was quite interesting seeing whether we could, of course, both being out of copyright, we were able to play around with it. And I remember saying to John, what do you think? Do you think this works? And he said, yes, I think it does.
So we've, the two merging
we've
combined, into one.
We've merged the two, and I really hope people like it.
Do you have a picture in your mind, Charles, of when somebody is sitting down listening to one of your CDs? I mean, being blunt about it, do you hope that people sit and deliberately listen? Is it something you hope people play in the car or while they're in the kitchen? I mean, do you have a picture in your mind?
I don't think I have any preconceived picture, no. I mean... perhaps a little bit like the radio. I think one of the nicest pieces of feedback comments that have come back to me over the years was from a dear lady, and she said, I listen to your music and it's as though you are playing to me in my sitting room. So that was probably a case where she was sitting down and perhaps, putting her feet up and putting her CD on. But I mean, I know a number of customers who iron to our music. Yes, and they do the housework. And I think, well, this is great, because then I think we're actually, reaching out and perhaps really serving people here.
That's a wonderful idea.
It is easy to iron to. Yes.
One of the tracks that I have to say I particularly enjoyed on this CD, and was attracted to, but also slightly surprised by, was the O Valiant Hearts track. Because in many churches, this has been a hugely controversial hymn. And of course, as you may know, there are some vicars who won't even allow it to be played at remembrance services and that sort of thing.
I didn't know, Tim.
Yeah, it is. And a bit like Jerusalem. And yet it's a hugely evocative track. And in this week, when six British soldiers have been tragically killed in Afghanistan, do you think that a track like that connects with where we are as a nation at this particular point in our history?
Yes, I think it does. And I think you're right. I think the, you know, the current conflicts are actually bringing home to the current generation what the older people amongst us, you know, went through all those years ago, and the, you know, the conflicts that we have had in between, particularly the Falklands War, which is now 30 years ago. So I think you're right, it probably does connect, and I would hope that our arrangement will connect with people as well. But I wasn't aware of you know what you just said, and the reason that I wanted to, and I think this was my choice, and again I would then say to John, you know, or perhaps send him a piano track and say, you know, what do you think of this? I've done O Valiant Hearts, you know, do you think it would be really good to include in this one? The reason was because of the remembrance, because for me, this is one of the remembrance tunes. And the other one, and I'm afraid the name has just completely gone out of my head, there were slightly difficult problems with the copyright of that one. O Valiant Hearts, because of the theme of remembrance of this particular CD, I just thought it would be really nice to include.
And beautiful music. Charles, I want to play another track, and I chose the first track we played. I want you to choose the next one. Tell me which one and why you've chosen it.
Well, I think I would choose perhaps Love, Tim, actually, one of the ballads, and again, this is a song that I have loved playing over the years, and it's been a real privilege to record it because it's a wonderful song. And when I was doing some research, I found online it's actually one of the first entries on Google is the most wonderful piece of video footage of John Denver and Placido Domingo, and of course it was a very big hit as a duet for the two of them, and it's live footage of the filming of the recording in the studio. It's absolutely wonderful. There's also some film of them singing live it's actually a Mothering Sunday concert, I believe, and he talked about how his own mother was in his mind when he was writing the song. I think it's a beautiful song, and I hope the listeners enjoy our arrangement.
Perhaps Love, Charles Timberlake and John Daniels on BBC Radio Solent as the time approaches 14 minutes to 8. Perhaps Love by Charles Timberlake and John Daniels. And more from Charles in a moment's time.
What's happening in the South?
BBC Radio Solent.
Here's Lena.
The gala concert with the pick of the new Milton Music Festival from over the weekend is on this evening at 7 at the Arnwood School. The magic of Motown comes to the Mayflower in Southampton from 7.30 and includes Sunshine on a Cloudy Day. There's more information from the box office. Still with music, the Dorchester Arts Centre at 7.30 has the Cloud Garden performing a blend of the medieval and modern, combining a fusion of ancient strings, modern electro and world music. There's comedy at the Nuffield Theatre in Southampton with John Richardson, that's at 7. And if you prefer to be the musical performer, then join Otterbourne Brass. They rehearse every Sunday at Otterbourne Village Hall in Cranbourne Drive at 6:30.
To get your event on the guide, email the details to
solentguide@bbc.co.uk.
Now, between now and 8 o'clock, we're off to Southsea to listen to a school choir who have the amazing honour of singing in the Vatican at nowhere less a place than St Peter's Basilica. So that's between now and 8 o'clock here on BBC Radio Solent. But with me in the studio is Charles Timberlake. We've been previewing your new CD, Charles. When's it actually in the shops?
It's due to be 21st of March.
And we've already talked about the Unity Bookshop in Petersfield, but people can go into pretty much any of their local bookshops and pick up this CD.
They could indeed. And if they don't actually stock it, then they will certainly be very, very pleased to order it, I'm sure. Could I just mention some of the other...
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, there's Cornerstone Bookshops in Gosport, Castle Books, Newport, Unity Bookshop, Petersfield, we mentioned, Livingstone in Boscombe, Keith Jones Bookshop in Bournemouth, Swanage Christian Centre. And, you know, I just would just, again, like to thank them all for the, you know, for being so supportive.
Now, the CD, Charles, which is called Words Will Never Be Enough, is a CD with a purpose, isn't it? And the theme of love and remembrance that goes through the CD. I mean, this isn't by accident.
No, it is based around the theme of remembrance. And I think that had its roots in the difficult period that I went through. It was July 2010, having suffered a personal loss. Obviously, you know, it's not necessarily going into details or anything, but I think it's really important to remember that loss can take many different forms. We tend to associate loss with a bereavement, but actually, that, you know, there are many other forms of losses: loss of a home, loss of a job or career, loss of a friend, loss of a pet. You know, the loss of a pet is an enormous event in a person's life, or the loss of a very important sentimental article. And I think what's really important is that we don't underestimate the depth of that loss and the fact that for each and every one of us, that loss is going to be very significant, and we're all going to react in a whole host of different ways. And especially after the death of a person, there's no way, there's no right or wrong, there's no way in which, you know, anyone should be reacting. And of course, the last thing that anyone should ever say is, oh, you should be doing this, or you should pull yourself together and all that. You know, and when I went, and I did go through a very difficult time, very dark time, and as always, I would go to the piano with my thoughts and feelings, and particularly at a time like this, because I've always found enormous solace and consolation from it. And I suppose, to be honest, my feeling was I didn't kind of want to waste my emotions. I wanted to really feel that something positive and something good could come out of that. And if I was able to put my emotions in some way down into these piano tracks, then hopefully that might be transposed by people listening who had perhaps gone through a personal loss or difficulty in their lives. Does that make sense?
It certainly does. Well, Charles, thank you enormously for coming into the studio this morning and for your new CD. We will certainly be playing track. And in fact, I'm going to play another track from it after 8 o'clock this morning. It's not on the playlist, but I'm the man pressing the button, so I have the power to do that. Charles, thank you very, very much
indeed.
Sense in which I think, you know, people will feel that your music is a gift and the sharing of your own personal experience. So Words Will Never Be Enough by Charles Timberlake and John Daniels. It's in a Christian bookshop near you. And if you just Google or go to your own search engine and type in Charles Timberlake, you'll go to Charles's website and you can order it there.
Thank you so much.